Waking up slowly with the heavy blanket and your warm body against my skin. Fluttering streaks of sunshine filter through the leaves of the nearby trees and busy little birds chitter on the branches. I stir and your hand slides from my waist to caress my cheek. You murmur a good morning in my ear, and with a shift of your hips, you roll me to my front. One knee pushing my thighs apart and rubbing my whorish red satin panties against my pussy. You grumble about waiting impatiently for me to wake up as you brush my hair to the side, leaving a trail of kisses from my jaw through my neck to between my exposed shoulder blades. I hum in anticipation, wiggling under you, but your strong hand on my lower back stops it. Your voice is amused and you ask if I remember what you told me about teasing you, and I nod. A quiet little dove escapes your lips, a warning. I have to use my words, so I tell you I know better than to provoke you. Not in the mornings, anyway. You press into me to continue. When Daddy needs me, all I need to do is whatever he says. You ask, what's it going to be? Your erection pressing demandingly between my cheeks, testing the limits of the thin fabric. I'm yours to take, Daddy, I whisper, pushing my ass up against you. You call me your good girl with a grin and pull my panties down to my thighs. Your finger is spreading my folds without hesitation. I'm your good little dove, all ready for you as you push into my warm, wet pussy with practiced ease, only to stop at the tip. Please, Daddy, I whine, trying to angle my ass in a way to make you slide in further. You ask me to clarify as if there could be anything else I'm asking for. I need you, Daddy. You murmur praises in my ear as you push yourself all the way in, then pulling slowly out just to enter me again in languid thrusts. I'm not sure who you're trying to torture more, yourself or me, but I'm a needy, whimpering mess, begging you to please fuck me hard already. I arch my back for you and you grunt in my ear, your breath coming like hot puffs against my tingling skin. Your slow strokes turn into deep pounding as you grab my ass to push it up to get better access to my already soaked pussy. The relentless rhythm leaves me gasping and moaning as the pleasure builds in my core, muscles flexing involuntarily around you. You chuckle and spread my cheeks further while pushing my knees together, musing that I'm already on the brink of falling apart under you. You order me to hold it just a little longer until Daddy is there too, and I whine and whimper, but obey. I do whatever Daddy says I must. You keep ramming your rock-hard cock into me, and I feel all of your ridges and veins, priming every nerve ending in my body for the release. You coo, snarl, murmur, and growl praises mixed with the most delicious degradation in my ear, because yes, I am your good girl with the juiciest, greedy fucking cunt. You instruct me to come on your cock as you shoot your seed inside me, and the demand in your voice tips me over, my orgasm milking every last drop out of you. You call me your perfect girl, and instead of easing me down from the peak, you keep fucking your cum deeper and deeper into my pussy until I'm falling apart around you once again. You murmur endless streams of good girls into my ear as you slowly pull out and my panties up and over my round ass. You bar me from showering, knowing just how much the feeling of cum dripping out of my cunt will keep on turning me on during the day. And we both know I'll be rubbing my soaked red panties into my pussy, needing to feel you close and impatient to get my fill again.